From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the all-new 7-passenger MDX. More information is available at Acura.com.
I mostly work in a vacuum. What I mean by that is I don't labor in an office with coworkers, I don't have any employees, nor do I really have to answer to anyone but myself. It's been like this for years. This can be both good and bad. The good is I'm used to getting my own way. The bad is I'm used to getting my own way. Therefore, I don't have conflicts with other people very often. In fact, during the past 20 years, I can only remember two or three times when someone was really getting on my nerves, or conversely, they were mightily upset with me. During the worst one in the early 1990s, I found myself spending large amounts of emotional energy on one particular person. In the midst of lovely activities like walking on the beach, I would suddenly find my teeth clenched and in the middle of a Walter Mitty-type daydream where I was pummeling my nemesis. I would shake my head to get rid of these images, but they kept reoccurring. I can still clearly remember the moment I let all of that go. I found the secret. And what a relief it was. Funny, it was a variation on the same thing I had told my young son many times. Basically, that whatever or whoever is bothering you, you have a choice. You don't have to let it bother you. But there was one more element that I needed. I knew intellectually that I had a choice, but that wasn't working for me. Until I truly forgave the other person, I still harbored resentment. That was the secret. Forgiveness. Suddenly, all that negative energy just evaporated. Now, I don't mean to imply that I became Mother Teresa, but I do suggest that you try this tact. We all have resentments, anger, mistrust, and they seem to intensify around the holidays. Try forgiving others. And remember, that does not mean you are excusing their behavior, only forgiving them. There's a difference. This is Michael Ellis with a perspective.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the Internet at lchb.com.